Show Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, our final episode of this current series. We'll be back for another series after Easter, so make sure you're subscribed to get our next episode straight to your devices when we return. To finish off the series, we have a report on our recent Pyjama Day charity event and our Easter competition. There's also a news roundup, a selection of the best pranks, the best beaches, the best painters, favourite video games and some riddles too. Our teacher interview this week is with art teacher Mrs. Rios, and following our intro music created on GarageBand by Harry and George that you heard just there, we also have Erin playing Pop Goes the Weasel plus Fiore playing This Land Is My Land. Kicking things off this week, let's hear from Fiore and Layla in Year 3 to tell us about the Pyjama Day at Manor Lodge.
Hi, my name is Layla.
And my name is Fiore.
Today we're going to talk about Pyjama Day.
And we came into school in our pyjamas.
We know some of you love your pyjamas. They're super cozy to go to school in and...
Fiore, stop getting distracted.
I'm sorry, I just love pyjamas.
Okay.
So let's begin. Pyjama Day is one of the best days of the year at Manor Lodge.
And Pyjama Day is run by unicorns.
Teachers come in pyjamas too.
The whole point of Pyjama Day is that we give in money.
The teacher said a long time ago they didn't do Pyjama Day and have a fun day and give in money. We just came in with some money and put it in a charity box.
But now they make it fun.
Do you know why we raise money?
Oh, I know.
Go on, Fiore.
We are raising money for Watling View, a school in need.
Correct.
Well, I guess that's all from us.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed our part of the podcast.
Over to Year 4 now with Harry, George and Harley talking us through the Easter competition running at school this week.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm George.
And I'm Harley.
And today we are talking about the Easter competition at Manor Lodge School.
Section 1, Infants.
This was the infants competition. They had to grow a crest heads.
They used a bottle and drew a face on it, then they drew them.
By the way, this competition is so good because it's all edible.
The person who has the best crest head will win.
Section 2, the juniors.
The junior competition is to make a mini allotment in a shoebox.
We need to grow our own plants and we could build a shed or a path.
If you have the best one, you win.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
And by the time you're hearing this, all those entrants would have been judged and the winners announced, so well done to everyone for taking part. Back to Year 3 next with Erin and Sienna joining Fiore and Layla to challenge us to some riddles.
Hi, my name is Fiore.
Hi, my name is Layla.
My name is Sienna.
And my name is Erin.
Today we are going to challenge your brains with some tricky
riddles.
You can pause the podcast if you need some more time to think of the answers. They are super tricky.
And me and Fiore will help you, so let's get started.
Number one, what gets bigger as you take more away from it?
What?
Do you have any ideas?
Is it something to do with building?
No, the answer's a hole.
Number two, I have no hands, no feet, no wings, no wheels, but I can climb to the sky. What am I?
Is it a type of animal?
No. Shall we give them a clue?
It's something that you may see if you're trying to keep warm when camping.
Are you ready for the answer? It's smoke.
Number two, You can serve, but not eat.
I'm not sure. Is it something from school lunch?
Haha, no. We eat all of that. I'll give you a clue. It's not a type of food. Any ideas? Well, the answer is a tennis ball. Number four. I have no eyes, but you see me cry. I have no wings, but you will see me fly. What am I?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Maybe we should give them a clue. You definitely don't see these on a clear sunny day.
Is it a cloud?
Yes, that's correct. Well done. Finally.
Number five. Why was the car sick?
Is it because it was dirty?
No.
Any other guesses?
I don't have any.
It's because it has gas.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Next, we have Lachlan and Hugo to run us through some ingenious pranks.
Hello, I'm Lachlan.
And I'm Hugo.
We are here to tell you great pranks.
Number one, brownie surprise.
Spent some time alone in the kitchen, banging pots and pans around.
Then call out who wants brownies.
Everyone will come running since they have heard you made brownies.
You hold a pan with foil on top.
Use the oven gloves to make it realistic.
Then pull the foil and show the brownies.
Which are actually capital letter E's cut out on brown paper.
Get it? Brown E's.
Okay, next prank. This is called the frozen breakfast.
You'll need to do this the night before.
Pour someone's favourite cereal into a bowl, put the spoon in, and then put in the freezer.
The next morning, wake up early and get the breakfast out of the freezer.
Then wake them up and give them breakfast.
The next prank is sleeping moustache. Be sure to use washable pens for this prank.
Kids and adults can draw a moustache on a sleeping person without them noticing.
See how long it takes them to notice.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
They probably should have come with a don't try this at home warning, but where would the fun in that be? Harry, George and Harley return now with a chat about their favourite video games.
Hi, I'm George.
I'm Harry.
And I'm Harley.
Today we are talking about our favourite video games. Section 1, sport. My favourite video game to do with sport is probably FIFA 2023. What's yours, George?
Probably FIFA the same, because we both like football.
Yes.
And it's to do with football.
Mine's Rugby 22, because my favourite sport is rugby.
Section 2. Fighting. Mine is probably Fortnite. I play it quite a lot and I'm very good. Once I actually came third place.
That's really good. Yeah, mine's probably Fortnite too.
Mine's Fortnite as well.
Section 3, racing.
Mine is Mario Kart because I just like Mario games.
Mine is probably Fall Guys. If you've ever played it, it's like this. It's like this race where the people have to race over the obstacles and you get knocked out in every round.
Mine's probably F1 2022 because, yeah, as I said, I like lots of sports and I like particularly like F1 because I like cars.
Section 4, Mario games.
Mine's probably Mario Odyssey because I just like Mario again.
My second one is probably Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games because I like sport like George. And also, my mum, she does PR and one of her clients used to be Nintendo and she launched that game.
Mine's probably Super Mario Golf Rush because I really like golf and I play it and I'm really good at Super Mario Golf.
Section 5, Sonic Games. Mine's probably, again, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games because it's got Mario and Sonic in it.
Mine's Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games too because there's loads of different sports and you can play old Olympic Games and the new Olympic Games.
Mine's Sonic Forces because there's like loads of different levels you can play.
Section 6, Moji Games.
Mine's probably Roblox because I just really like Roblox and it's my favourite multi game.
Yeah, same as me. Mine's Roblox as well. And I just love it because you can do absolutely anything on it. You can play football, you can do fighting, you can do paintball, you can build world, you can do tycoons. By the way, my name's Xylotrox.
Mine's probably Roblox as well. Yeah, I really like Roblox.
Section 7, coding games. Mine's probably Scratch because you can do anything on it, and we also do it in our computing lessons here.
Mine's probably Scratch for the same reason.
Mine's Scratch because you can like create your own person, you create a conversation. It's not like just like boring stuff.
Section 8, iPhone games. Mine is probably Tetris, not FIFA Mobile because I don't have it. And Tetris is so fun because it's basically these blocks falling and you have to fit it into the right spaces.
Mine's probably F1 Mobile. Because, I really like cars and racing.
Mine's probably Madfoot because it's a football game and you can make your own ultimate team and you can open packs.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Over to Obert and James in Year 6 now, who have digested all the recent news items and shrunk it down into one bite-sized news roundup.
Welcome to the Obert and James news segment.
Get ready for some super sun, because daylight saving is here.
The clocks moved forward on Sunday, so get ready for some warmth.
We also now have a new record for male's most goals scored.
It's
Harry Kane with 54 goals.
The coronation mosaic has been unveiled, which is where the King Charles will be coronated. Normally it's hidden away, but now, if you take your shoes off, you can walk on it.
A brand new water jet race sport has been introduced.
People flying about in machine suits might be the next game of 2023.
Trump may or may not be getting arrested over paying back his lawyer's hush money.
Don't look into it, please.
Boris admits to lying, but claims it was an accident.
Yeah, right.
There's talk about Smurfs, because they're celebrating their 65th anniversary. Made in Belgium, these fantasy creatures have been well loved over the decades.
The Australian government has set out plans for a vote later this year, which could see some big changes to the country's constitution.
It's seeking to introduce the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice, a formal body of Aboriginal Australians, also known as the Indigenous people, to give advice on laws.
Good news about recycling things in Yemen, that people there are deciding to recycle their own waste.
Ramadan has begun. Good luck to any Muslims on their fast.
Thanks for listening.
Now Karen's been dreaming of some better weather and has researched some of the best beaches around the globe.
Hi, my name is Karen and today I'll be talking about the three best beaches. Number 1, Marissa Beach. The Marissa Beach is in Sri Lanka. Number 2, Anseos de Argent. The Anseos de Argent is in Seychelles. Number 3, Champagne Beach. The Champagne Beach is on the island of Espiritu Santo in Vanuatu. I hope you enjoyed. Bye.
Erin and Sienna in Year 3 looked into some of the best painters in history. And here's Erin now to tell us all about their research.
Hello, I'm Erin. Today I'm going to talk about the top 5 best painters. Number 1, Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo was a Mexican painter known for her many portraits, self-portraits, and works inspired by the nature and artifacts of Mexico. Number 2, Vincent van Gogh. Vincent Willem van Gogh was a Dutch post-impressionist painter who became one of the most famous and amazing figures. Number 3, Pablo Picasso. Pablo Ruiz Picasso was a Spanish painter, sculptor, printmaker, ceramist and theatre designer who spent most of his adult life in France. Number 4, Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci was an Italian polymath. He was active as a draftsman, engineer, scientist, theorist, sculptor and painted one of the most famous portraits, the Mona Lisa. Number 5, Eugène Delacroix. Ferdinand Victor Eugène Delacroix was a French romantic artist regarded from the outset of his career as the leader of the French Romantic School. I hope you enjoyed my part of the podcast. Bye.
Sticking with that art theme, over to Ruby in Year 5, who sat down with art teacher Mrs. Rios.
Hello, podcast. I'm going to be interviewing Mrs. Rios. Question 1. When did you first have an interest in art?
Okay, so I loved art since I was a child, and I think it's one of those things where if you feel like you're quite good at something, then you love it more and more. And so that really inspired me, and then all the way through primary school, I loved to draw. And then I had a great teacher in year 6 called Miss Pentecost, who loved art, and that really inspired me.
Okay. What are your hobbies outside of school?
So hobbies outside of school, they're quite art related actually. So I love going to galleries. I do a lot of painting in my own time. I also love the theatre, and I also like running.
Okay. Where was your childhood?
So I grew up in West London in an area, basically it's Latimer Road, Ladbroke Grove, actually opposite Grenfell Tower on the Lancaster West Estate.
Okay. Do you like modern art or classic art?
So I appreciate both, but I'd say that I have a preference for modern art. If I travel, I tend to visit modern art more, as in galleries there where there's modern art more than classic. However, like I said, I do appreciate both.
Who is your favourite artist?
That is a very difficult question. I've got lots. I'd say that from when I was a child, I really loved Frida Kahlo, and that's because my year 6 teacher, Miss Pentecost, introduced her work to me before Frida Kahlo essentially became an icon. She was really unknown then. I also liked the work of her husband, Diego Rivera, who is a muralist. I love contemporary artists, Bisa Butler, Kehinde Wiley, and I have always a soft spot for the paper cutouts of Matisse.
What's your favourite colour?
I love yellow.
Okay, now we're going to do some quick fire questions.
Fabulous.
Starting with your favourite day of your week.
Friday.
Favourite ice cream flavour?
Pistachio or coconut.
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Favourite food?
Pizza, but also love pasta.
Okay. Bye, podcast. See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Ruby, and thanks, Mrs. Rios, for coming on the podcast. As this series draws to a close, there are lots of thanks to dish out, in fact. Thanks to all the teachers that have come on to be interviewed. Thank you very much to all of you out there that tune in each week. We hope it brings a flavour of what Manor Lodge is all about straight to your ears with each episode. But of course, the biggest thanks go to the children who make the podcast. They put in such a huge amount of work into what you get to hear, attending the club twice a week, working on things in their spare time at home, and often giving up additional breaks to record too. They've been fantastic with their hard work and effort, had some super ideas, expressed themselves, and their vocal delivery has grown hugely too. So well done to them all. A number of them will be back next term with a few new additions as the club list refreshes. On behalf of everyone here at Manor Lodge, we want to wish you all a very happy Easter break and look forward to being back in the summer term. Take care and try not to eat too much chocolate. But before that, to close the show and indeed the series, we finish off with a double dose of music. First, here's Erin playing Pop Goes the Weasel on the piano, followed by Fiore playing This Land Is My Land on the saxophone. Enjoy.